What it is your boy, your boy, man. Coming back at y'all again with this wild Cliff Notes for the Bible. For a real what? A real nigga. Yeah, about to come at it with chapter 18. Yes, y'all, chapter 18. I cannot lie, chapter 18 is like one of my favorite quotes in this chapter, you know what I'm saying? In the story of Abraham, this is like one of my favorites. So I'm gonna do the two things we need to do before we get started and go and get into it. You dig? Lord, thank you once again for allowing me to see today, Lord, and allowing me to be here today. Ask you to continue to cover and keep me, Lord, with your blood and angels from danger seen and unseen. Things I want to be kept from and don't want to be kept from, Lord. You know my heart's purpose, Lord. I just want to encourage people to open up that book a little bit more, Lord. Give them stories that are true stories within that Bible and just kind of give it in a viewable standpoint where they can understand it. Vivid, that's what the word I mean. A vivid picture of some of the stories so they may want to crack that book open as well, Lord. I thank you, man, and I come to you, Lord. You're my source and my strength, Lord. Anything I've forgotten, Lord, help me out. All glory and honor shall be thine. Continue to work with me, Lord, even in the times when I'm gung-ho ready to do it, and even in times when I'm discouraged, Lord, always show yourself strong for your son, man. And for these young people, or people who have an age range that encourage them to read, Lord, let them read it in you. All the glory and honor shall be thine. Praise should go unto you. Anything I've forgotten, Lord, help me out. It's these and many more blessings in your son, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Part one is done, and we about to get into part two. And here we go. Chapter 18. Chapter 18 starts out with Abram waking up one day in Mamre. A hot day out there, it says. And God appeared to him in Mamre. Now remember, this is the visit that I say he actually like a person, you feel me? When he make this visit to Abram this time, you feel me? Abram noticed him. When he woke up sitting outside the tent door, he seen three dudes, you know what I'm saying? Not too far off from him, you feel me? Real close by. And it's like he knew. It's like he knew that was God, you feel me? It's like he knew, you feel me? Because he ran up to him, you feel me? He said, why don't you go and chill out for a little bit, man? Why don't y'all go and chill out for a little bit, man? And let me get you, because you know you came to try these cakes my baby got. You know, my baby got the best cakes, you know what I'm saying? Not them. He talking to the Lord, so he ain't even got to explain that shit. But my baby got some of the best cakes. I know you want to taste it, and I know you want me to cook up some of this good food that I be cooking up and entertain y'all for a little bit. I know that's why you stopped by. You came by to kick it, because you came as a person this time, so you want to chill out for a minute. So if y'all just chill out over there by the tree, I'm going to get some water so y'all can wash up, feed and everything like that, because I know you might have been taking a long journey in that there. I'm going to get that food, come back, I'm going to entertain y'all, we're going to kick it for a sec. So, you know, the three people, you know, God was like, okay, go ahead, man. You know, you know me so well, man. Go ahead and do that for us, man. We are a little bit hungry, you feel me? So, Abram quickly ran. quickly ran to go holler and say, hey, Sarah, go make some of them cake. You know that cake that I like that you be making, man, that real sweet that everybody be loving. Make three of them, man, real quick, like as quick as you possibly can. So he ran over there, told her that. Then he ran over, hey, but, you know, one of his homeboys would do the herd and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, give me one of the best calves you can find, cuz. Give me one of the best calves you can find. Quick, like, as quickly as you find it, the best that you can find. So he did that, you feel me? And he brought it back, and Abram dressed it up and made it look real good, put some milk with it, some butter with it, got the cakes and everything. And he went out there and gave them the food to God, you feel me? And they kicked it, and they chopped it up for a while, you feel me? And God had asked him, hey, man, we been kicking and everything. I ain't seen Sarah. What's Sarah at? You know, said, no, it's Sarah. It's Sarah now. See, when she was Sarah, y'all trying to change to Sarah. Now she's Sarah. I'm trying to change that shit back. I don't know what the fuck I want to do with her name, friend. Anyway, Sarah. He was like, where your wife Sarah at? You feel me? He was like, oh, yeah, she in the tent. She in the tent. Nah, okay. Because remember in chapter 17, I told you, Sarah get the giggles too. It did. And this is the part where she get the giggles. Now, Sarah, it didn't say Sarah was sitting outside with them while they were talking and things like that, though. But I know her nose ass was paying attention. I know she was paying attention. Come on, cuz. Come on now. Women like to be in the loop, cuz. We ain't gonna say no. See, I get God when we say no, cuz I choke like a motherfucker. I ain't been choking on these here. Wait a minute. Okay. So she nosy. Shit. Sarah wanted to be nosy. You feel me? Playing real close to the tent, though, so she could hear the conversation and shit. So he probably knew. Man, God be on that knowing shit, like, real good. He got, like, a 6 and 7 cent, you feel me? So he asked one of them slick questions God be asking when he be knowing some stuff, and he pretty much already know the answer before he even said it, you know what I'm saying? So when he asked what Sarah I was, and he told her she was in the tent, he knew she was close by. He was like, around this time, around the time of life, and I'm thinking the time of life is like 9 months, you feel me? Around this time, I'm going to return. Around the time of life, I'm sorry, I will return to you. And your wife, Sarah, is going to have a baby. You know what I'm saying? Sarah, with her nose ass, because I was coughing. I see I ain't coughing now. And I'm put on. Let me say it after I pull one time. I'm pulling a nice one just to see if I choke, if it's the green, or if somebody was like, hey, man, go on, say that shit how it's supposed to go. Okay, hold on. I pulled 2 times on that one. I'm even talking different because I didn't pull the heavy one on that one. No, I'm still not choking. So, her nose ass was paying attention. You feel me? And when she heard that, she got the giggles. Like, yeah, right. I'm going to have a child at 99. For real, for real. Like, go through the pains of having a child and have the joy of having a baby. Like, and back then, it was a lot more natural shit going on back then, y'all, okay? You did? So she thinking of the whole, like, weaning a child, weaning. I think it's weaning. Weaning a child, like, basically putting the child on the titty and shit like that, man. And 99, I know she like, man, my shit, like, ain't sitting like they was when I was 75 and 50. My shit, like, kind of got a little hang time to it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I don't know if my milk going to be powder or is it going to be liquid? Because, like, she joking with the shit. She laughing. You know what I'm saying? Because she, in her mind, can't conceive having a child at 99. But, let me light back up for this part. Mm. Sam was laughing, right? But I don't think God got the joke. No, I'm afraid he did not get the joke. Because the next thing that he said is, why is Sarah laughing? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Ooh, now don't make. When he gets to that point where he's like, is anything too hard for me? Like why y'all keep telling me? Like, I created this whole scene that y'all got going on. You're breathing because of me. You blink involuntarily. I know, I can tell you how many times you blink in a day. I can tell you how many hairs are on your head. I can tell you how many hairs are on your chest. I know each one of you backwards and forwards. I know y'all better than y'all know y'all self. So when I say you gonna have a child, I mean, is there anything too hard for God? And Sarah, oh yeah. See, Sarah said that shit on the low. Just like Abram, you know what I'm saying? And just like Abram, God brought that shit to the light. You feel me? He brought that shit right up in front of her face. To the point where she came out telling like, oh no, I wasn't doing any laughing. No, I didn't laugh. Oh no, you didn't hear me laugh. I wasn't laughing in the tent. And God was like, now. But you did. And, you know, she didn't get no rebuttal after that because, you know, that's pretty much God letting you know, like, come on now. Come on. I know you in the tent, you feel me? And you're not visible to man. So you could probably do some laughing and shit like that with Abram, you feel me? But you can't do that shit with me. It is. I know what you're feeling. And I want to give you a reassurance for that feeling. You probably wasn't doing it to be like, because I don't think God too good to be offended, cause like, but at the same time, like, y'all following me. Like, the standard of you, Abram, following me is the same for Sarah following me. Like, faith-wise, you got to put it in on them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, don't doubt me. I got you. I been had you. Everything gonna play its part and play its course the way it should go. But this thing's outside of here that I gotta handle just as well as here. I'm pretty sure he didn't tell it, but like, you know what I'm saying? He probably didn't say it aloud, but God connects with us, you know what I'm saying, in other ways besides verbally, you feel me? So I think she got the picture that, you know, everything gonna take its course because she ain't getting no rebuttal to it. And, you know, after that, God was about to get ready, you know, head towards Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah. Chapter 19 to go down. It do go down in chapter 19. Chapter 18 to go down. It don't go down, but he says, he pretty much say what he about to get ready to fucking go do. And Abram catch that shit. And I'm just setting you up for it right now. You know what I'm saying? Abram is gonna catch it, and the way that Abram responds to what God says, let me know that God said some really, really gangster shit, and he really didn't have to really make it known. You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna say, like, I'm finna go fuck up Sodom and Gomorrah, cuz I'm finna, all these niggas are wicked, I'm finna kill them, I'm finna. He ain't going into the details of how he was gonna do it. None of that shit. It wasn't nothing I thought he was proud of in this conversation. And I'm glad you put that on my heart because God did this, but at the same time, God really wanted to show mercy. This really just let you know how this conversation that he about to have with Abram that I'm about to tell you about really shows what type of shit Sodom and Gomorrah was fucking on, and Admah, and Zeboim, and Zoar. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna conclude all five. Everybody even the Bible just say Sodom and Gomorrah, but I know you ripped up all four of them cities, cuz. And you spared one. And we gonna see why he spared one when we get to chapter 19. But this conversation that he's about to have with Abram shows that he really didn't want to do what he did. But them niggas were playing that hard, because them niggas really got their chest out that big. They really think they bigger than God. Like, so chapter 19, they gonna clearly see they're no match. But in chapter 18, after, you know, talk to Sarai and Abram about that, about them having a child, he getting ready to head off, and Abram rock with him, you know what I'm saying, for a good little distance as he's heading to Sodom and Gomorrah. And, you know, God, hold on, I'm about to get into some shit. God was like, do you really want to know why I'm going to Sodom and Gomorrah? Do you really want me to tell you? I really want to hide from you the shit that I'm about to go do. He really don't even want to go tell Abram he about to go fuck some shit up in Sodom and Gomorrah and Admah and Zeboim. You feel me? Because he was like, I know you. Me and you like this. Me and you, my fingers crossed right now. Me and you like this. You feel me? Like, I know you. I know you're going to do what it takes. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm about to make a great nation of you. You know what I'm saying? And all nations will be blessed because of you. You feel me? And I know you're going to follow the guidelines. I know you're going to keep the rules going. I know you're going to pass down the stories and let them know how serious I am and keep the covenant that we got going. I know you gonna get it done. You feel me? Yeah, no problem with Abram. Abram, he came there. On one piece, he came there to tell Abram, it's that time, cuz. You know what I'm saying? I think, now this is just me, crazy, silly motherfucker thinking, okay? I'm thinking him and Sarah, Abram and Sarah, the night before God popped up, because he funny about how he do shit, because he pop up at just like, boom, it's like a timing thing. It's like he ain't just coming just for no reason. It's a timing thing, you feel me? And he came to them right after maybe they fucked that night before. You feel, I'm saying, man, he's saying, when I come in the cycle of life, you gonna have a child. Brother ain't already fucked. This ain't no like, he ain't telling him, hey man, y'all need to go fuck tonight so you can go have a child tonight. No, he telling them, around the cycle of life, Sarah gonna have a child. Like, he know what they did. He knows everything, man. I mean, what I'm saying? But I think they might have fucked that night before. I'm just saying. Okay, anyway. When he tell him about, hey, he gonna make him a great nation and everything, and he gonna keep his word. He know he gonna keep his word. He gonna make sure that his seed keep his word to execute judgment and justice. You feel me? And he said, then he started talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. This is the line. I'm gonna try to say it exactly. I'm going to try to say it verbatim, okay? The way that I heard it in chapter 18, King James Version. And if you really, like, this is like some GG shit, because, like, you really got to listen and really know what he about to do, and this shit crazy. Hold on. Okay. I need to get ready. Like I say, this is one of my favorite lines that I done heard God say in the Bible. Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and their sin is very grievous, I will go down now to see whether they have done altogether according. See if they have done altogether according to the cry of which has come to me. And if not, I will know. Bruh. All right. To really understand this, Yeah, that's why I say this for my G's. To really understand this, you got to understand this is coming from the executors of all executors. The motherfucking slayer of all slayers, because, like, he is saying some, but he's, like, so G. At the beginning of the conversation, he's telling Abram, do you really want me to tell you what I'm about to get ready to go do? They probably conversating on the way, and Abram probably asked him where he headed. And he probably, do you really want to know what I'm about to go do? Seeing I'm about to make a great, you about to hit positivity. You about to incline like no other. Do you really want to hear about the shit that I got to go do to some, I got to execute some judgment. Some heavy set judgment. You feel me? It's some people playing hard with me. You feel me? Like, really don't think I'm who I am. They don't think I'm the great I am. They think they are. You know, that's the shit that I really feel like Sodom and Gomorrah was on. They really thought we the top. Ain't nobody fucking with us. Like, we can do whatever the fuck we want to whoever the fuck we want. We don't care what they believe. We can do whatever the fuck we want to whoever the fuck we want. You know? And I think they were being real hypocritical at some point, too. Because he was like, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great. They crying to me like they really, really need me. They crying under me. You feel me? They got people crying to me. Purposely crying to me and not stopping the savage shit that they doing to them people. Because the cry of Sodom, all this shit going down right there. Because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great. But the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah is very, very grievous. He's coming from his heavenly throne. He will come down now to see whether or not all together according to the cry that has come under me. To see if this cry that y'all giving to me that y'all want and need me so badly is real. I'm gonna know. I'm gonna know. And I'm here. You wanna know so bad? I'm gonna show you. So, like, if you read the quote in the Bible, you know what I'm saying? It's clean, man. And I don't know if I still said it all the way together right. And I don't want to try it no more. But it's a clean quote. And I think you should read it. Because the way that Abram comes at him after that, that's what made me know that, yeah, God finna do some shit. Because he really finna fuck some folk up. Because Abram like, okay, wait a minute, God, wait a minute now. Let's just say now, I ain't trying to, because you God, I ain't trying to, fuck you up on nothing like that or nothing like that. I ain't trying to be bigger than you or no shit like that, but what if it's 50 people though, 50 righteous people, Lord? I know now. Surely now, you won't destroy the whole city. You feel me? You are not going to destroy them righteous people with them bad people. Surely you'll spare that city you could spare that city for them 50 people. Surely now, you won't kill all these people. If it's 50 righteous people that could potentially work that city and get more righteous people there, surely not the one, the executor of judgment who's always doing right is going to go left like that. You know what I'm saying? And God, knowing who it was coming from, being as cool as he was with him, guess what he told him? Tito. If I find 50 up, I spare the cities for they 50 sake. And then he kept moving. So Abram, I think he got the gist that it probably ain't 50 though. You feel me? So it's like, excuse me, Lord, excuse me. I don't mean to be no bother. I promise you, I know I ain't nobody, but just dust and ashes, you know what I'm saying? So please, just don't fuck me up over this. But what if they lack 5 of the 50? Would you destroy the city for lack of 5? And God said, if I find 40 and 5, I will save the city for their sake. And he said, excuse me one more time, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. Wait a minute. What if it's just 40? God said, I'll keep it for 40's sake. He's like, I don't mean to keep bothering you while you going where you going and you doing what you're doing, but what if it's 30? He said, hey, I won't destroy it for 30's sake. Because it's you. I won't destroy it for 30's sake. He was like, wait a minute. Okay. I know. Like, hey, please, hey, I don't mean no harm, Lord. I promise you. But what if it's 20? He said, I want to destroy it for 20's sake. He's like, okay, Lord. Hey, this is my last time, Lord. I promise. This is the last time I'm going to ask you. But what if it's just 10? God said, for you, hey, I won't destroy it for 10's sake. But he kept moving. Him and the other two angels that were with him kept moving. So I don't believe it was 10 there. It wasn't 10. It was only 4. Supposed to be 4. But 3 only made it. Out of the whole city. Cities. Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboim, and Zoar, which gets spared, but nothing. 3. At all. You can say what you say about what's going on nowadays. But I can at least say where I'm from. Not everybody is on the same shit. You have cities. Every citizen in the city. But 3 people out of them cities. On the same shit. And all of it's contradicting God. Well, that's how chapter 18 ends, you know. God walking out towards Sodom and Gomorrah. So, you know, pretty sure y'all know what 19 gonna be about. Huh? Yeah. But if you haven't read it, I will give you insight on what went down. When we get to chapter 19. But this is chapter 18. This is the close of it. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you got something from it. Hope it encouraged some of y'all out there to go pick up that book. Appreciate everybody for listening thus far. Catch you again on chapter 19. And we're going to end it.